Just saying the word gorilla conjures an image of something mighty and ferocious. After all, gorillas are imposing. They're the world's largest primates, some weighing as much as 500 pounds. And here's Rebecca Davis recently traveled to the Virunga Mountains in East Africa, where about half of the world's remaining mountain gorillas live, and she found that these great primates and their young can be as gentle as they are giant.
If you ever hope to have an audience with Rwanda's most famous citizens, you have to get up before sunrise, pack up your rain gear, put on hiking boots, grab a pair of gardening gloves, and catch a ride.
Okay, we're in the Land Cruisers, and we are heading up the mountain.
This is a volcanic mountain range that spreads across three countries, Uganda, Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Rwanda. I'm with a group of about 12 other visitors, and our drivers led us out at the base of a trail that we're supposed to follow.
It's damp but not too muddy, and in front of us are the peaks of volcanoes. Today we're going to see a group of gorillas in which there are a set of twins, so we're all pretty excited about seeing them.
Twins, you see, are extremely rare among mountain gorillas. The ones we hope to catch up with are boys born into a group they've called Hirwa, which means lucky one.
Can you come closer down here, please? Because now we get into the forest.
We lean in, and our guide Eugene Twihilga says, keep close together, and when we do meet up with the gorillas, try to keep about 20 feet away from them. It's okay to take pictures, but no flash.
The flash is not normally allowed because I think this flash may frighten the gorillas.
Can I ask you a quick question? We hear things like, do look them in the eye, don't look them in the eye, mm-hmm. Turn your back, don't turn your back, run, don't run. Can you give us any advice?
Any advice? For these gorillas, you will never run. That's not good advice. You can do any other things, but don't try to run away.
Or they'll chase you. We laugh nervously. One of the silverbacks, the big daddy of the group, weighs in at 430 pounds. For years now, these forests and their inhabitants have been protected from poachers and farmers. So unlike much of the land in Rwanda that has been cleared for crops, the mountainsides here are still covered by rainforests. If you go to Google Earth and look up Volcanoes National Park, you'll see that this protected zone is like a small toupee on a bald man's head. Yes, it is lush, but space is limited.
These bamboos is their favorite food. Before they eat it, they have to peel it first.
Eugene's been a guide for 13 years, so he's come to know the gorillas and their habits as well as anyone. But a few years ago, on a trek with some tourists, he saw something he'd never seen before.
I was with a group, and it was around 9:30 like that. We were watching the gorillas.
He says the gorillas were sitting around in an open area munching and resting when suddenly a pregnant female stands up and walks away from the others.
And then we saw that the females, like three or four females, went down to the other female, and then they surrounded the pregnant female.
With all the females forming a circle, Eugene says he could no longer see the pregnant gorilla. But suddenly, he heard a piercing noise, a cry.
That noise, I never heard it again. Sounds like it was a bit painful.
Painful, yeah. Then the male of the group, the silverback, began beating his chest, and Eugene says the female breaks through the circle and walks into a clearing, carrying a newborn baby on her arm.
Yeah, it was a good experience. So they were very happy because it's not everybody who can see that.
Especially since mountain gorillas give birth only once every 4 years. So the population grows slowly. But the most recent census shows the number of gorillas in the Virungas has grown by 25% in the last decade. Today, there are about 480 mountain gorillas living in these forests. But make no mistake, they face serious challenges. Top on that list is the threat of disease, especially diseases from people coming into contact with the gorillas. Since these primates are so much like us, human viruses spread easily and dangerously among them. There's also pressures on the gorilla habitat from locals who venture into the forest for wood and to set trap for antelope, traps which also injure and kill gorillas. And then there's the political instability and fighting in parts of this region, which means gunfire and more disruption to these forests and the animal life that lives here.
Get a hand?
Oh, there you go. Grab my fingers. And now we're in a stand of bamboo, totally enclosed over our heads. It's dark, and we've been advised to speak quietly. I hear a growling sound.
What is that?
It's our guide, letting the gorillas know that we're here so we don't startle them.
That's very nice of him. I'm not sure I want to meet a startled gorilla.
There's one right in front of us.
Oh my god, it's a gorilla. Oh wow. He's like a big black Buddha sitting there.
There's another baby straight ahead.
These are the mother with the twins.
Twins are playing. They're absolutely adorable. They're kind of about the size of a toddler. And they're rolling around on their mom's belly. They're still nursing. Oh, one just stood up, started beating on his chest, and sort of fell over. I'd say that was a juvenile. The baby's coming our way. They don't want us getting that close to the baby or any of the gorillas.
Yep, we're backing up.
Slowly, slowly.
Slowly backing up.
Don't run.
Don't run.
Just trying to maintain our distance.
Just move them. Excuse me, turn quickly.
Of course. That's our guide. Okay, so the big guy just got up and he's moving towards us. Oh, the silverback's lying down. I have to say, when he got up and started moving, I started to feel a little nervous. May I remind you, these things are huge, and he's just lying there. It's crazy. Like he's reclining, looking at us. Yeah. Are they always this mellow?
It depends, because every morning after they wake up, they start eat. They eat intensively, and then around this time, then they have their first break.
And for the better part of an hour, we stood there, watching this little country scene. Sun breaking through the trees, an afternoon nap, a cheeky toddler annoying its dozing mother. And if it hadn't been for the clutter of vines and bamboo, we would have spread a blanket and been lulled into a gentle sleep among the gorillas.
Rebecca Davis traveled to Rwanda on a program organized by the International Reporting Project. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.